So we live in a world in which the New England Patriots are going to yet another freaking Super Bowl.
Yep.
And can everybody, and it's not a lot of people necessarily, but next year when the Patriots suffer some kind of bad loss, can we not say, oh, the dynasty's over, the Patriots, they're going to be in the AFC Championship game at minimum. They will be in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, you would think so. And once I wouldn't bet against it.
Once there's about an 85% chance they'll win that game, and they'll be in yet another Super Bowl until Giselle, she's our hope, until
forces Tom to retire?
Yeah, until she puts her foot down.
Yeah.
But until that happens, this is the world we live in.
Well, the coach has got to get out of there, too. I mean, let's not minimize how great this coach is.
I'm not minimizing the coach. I'm saying if Brady's gone, they'll be good.
Yeah, right.
They won't be the automatic that they've been.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah. I mean, what can you say? I mean, you know, first of all, this game starts out like, what is this, the Charger game again?
I know.
I mean, they're up 14-0, and I'm like, they're going to blow the doors off of this team. Right? I mean, what were you thinking that immediately?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the first thing. I'm like, they're going to kill them. I'm like, are you kidding me? You mean like by halftime I'm going to be asleep in this game? You know?
You know, though, what gave me a slither of hope.
The interception in the end zone on a second drive?
Well, it did, but you know what gave me before that?
What's that?
Because think about it. They score on the opening drive. They march down the field. They just run it down their throats.
And he throws the pick in the end zone to Reggie Ragland.
But even before that, when they're driving again and they're at the Kansas City 5, what gave me hope was the Saints game, that something has to happen to change things.
Right,
and then what you're just referring to happened. He throws the interception to Reggie Ragland, and it felt like, okay, this is the thing that's going to change it. And it really didn't because
it did not.
The Chiefs did nothing.
Nothing. They did not. Here's this unbelievable offense. Tyreek Hill, like I said, outside of that one sequence, which should have been a touchdown, when Mahomes hits Hill for that 40-yard play, the only play he makes all day, then he misses Williams wide open in the end zone, and then he winds up getting sacked to take him out of field goal range. I'm like, are you really?
Yeah.
They got no chance. I'm thinking to myself, this kind of thing is happening. They got no shot.
Yeah. It changed in the second half.
Yeah. Well, that first drive, he hit
right
that bomb,
out of the gate.
That bomb to Sammy Watkins.
Yep.
And then he throws the touchdown pass to Travis Kelce. And at that point, the game was on, even though, you know, the Pats took that 17-7 lead going into the fourth quarter. It was a game now.
It felt like now the Chief offense can at least do something. Because one of the biggest problems in the first half of this game, and it's such an annoying cliche whenever you hear, just keep the ball out of the hands of blank. You know, keep them off the field.
Right, right.
Well, it's a cliche, but in the first half, that's what happened. I mean, the Patriots ran, if I'm not mistaken, 41 plays in the first half.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
The Chiefs ran 16. So Patrick Mahomes was never on the field. And a part of that was his own doing. A part of that was the fact they could never get a first down for the most part. So he was barely out there. You know, when the second half started, I'm thinking, I've barely seen Patrick Mahomes do anything in this game.
Right, right.
But what a credit to Bill Belichick, the defensive mind. Because
amazing.
You said last week, you know, Bill's always good at taking one guy out of the game. And I said to you, well, he has. He's taken Travis Kelce out of games, but then Tyreek Hill kills him. Well, in this game, Tyreek Hill was nothing.
And even Kelce really didn't kill him. He caught that one touchdown pass, but it was more Sammy Watkins and Williams that were really doing the offensive damage for them.
Yeah, he basically said, I'll let Sammy Watkins make plays, Damian Williams, but Travis Kelce, he's not going to have a big impact, and certainly Tyreek Hill didn't, which is remarkable considering what he had done in his two previous games against the Patriots.
Yeah.
And they were getting pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Van Noy, you know, this guy was nothing in Detroit.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Nothing. Look at this
offense.
He's
the new Teddy Bruschi, right? No, he is. He's the new, what's his name, Rod Ninkovich. That's what he is. All they do is change the names.
I know, right?
That's all.
It's the opposite of your jet red. You can change the names.
Right, that's right.
You can change whatever.
And the results are always the same.
Really
except
is.
In this case, we know what the results are. Championships.
Now, here was the moment in this game that was remarkable, though probably only a little bit forgettable because of so much happening afterwards.
Right,
that was the Edelman muff.
Oh, my God.
Because it looked like he missed it.
It's clearly. Certainly as the play was happening, it looked like he clearly touched the ball.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right.
Now, they go to review, and obviously we know, okay, it's not going to be a touchdown because you can't advance it on a muff. So we already know,
well, we know
right,
that.
Not going to be a touchdown.
Right.
And I'm looking at the replay, and it is so microscopically close. In my opinion, I would not change what's called on the field. Because that's the way I look at replay. And we've talked about replay in other aspects. But if it's that microscopically close, just leave what was called on the field. And they actually overturned it. And I was surprised because I got to tell you, Joe, I didn't see clear evidence that
You know what? First of all, now they showed it 75 different angles and they slowed it down as much as you could. And, of course, Gene Steratore is like, well, you know, I would overturn it. Of course, Gene Steratore can't stand him either. Anyway, him and Pereira, great. Anyway, anyway, let's go back to where we
forgot. Oh, Edelman's mouth.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I thought it's like at least one of his fingers touched the ball.
Right.
Yeah. And then I thought the arm actually touched the ball.
Right.
I thought both of it. And I thought, man, there's not enough evidence here to overturn this call. And they overturned it anyway.
Yeah, that bothered me.
Of course.
Not only because of the rooting interest, but because don't overturn something we don't have clear evidence of. And then, of course, ball don't lie.
Right, as Tony Romo. And, of course, Rasheed Wallace is the guy to coin that, but Tony Romo said it.
I know.
And then the ball right off Edelman's hands for the interception.
To the same guy who recovered it.
Remember, he's also the guy that made the stop on fourth and one.
That's right. He made
a big play. We forgot about that play, too.
That was a huge play.
It was.
Sorensen was all over the place.
Yep.
But here's why ball does lie, okay? And ball don't lie has actually bothered me over the years. I hate ball don't lie. Because the ball freaking lies all the time, okay? How many times are there bad calls in the NBA?
Of course.
The ball is not lying? Or how about the Saint game
right.
3 hours earlier?
Yeah, well,
did the ball
lie there?
The ball
may not lie, but the officials may.
Well, ball don't lie. What a bunch of BS. We only say it when it's convenient.
Right.
But in this case, sure, the ball didn't lie. And Damian Williams scores a touchdown, and they're up by four. And at that point, I was never comfortable. There was never a moment where I was comfortable the Chiefs were going to win this game.
And I'll tell you, let's go to the last 2 minutes of the game, okay?
Okay.
The Chiefs are going down there to take the lead, all right? Mm-hmm. He hits that pass to Sammy Watkins again. He gets down to the one-yard line. Now there's what, like two more? I think it was 2:03 left. And they got a first and goal and a one. They're down 24-21. And I'm sitting there going, man, you know what? I don't know here. I don't know if I want to score so fast here. And I thought the Pats let him score. I thought they let him walk in. There was, like, no resistance.
Yeah, I think it made a lot of sense for the Patriots to let him score there.
No question.
Especially because they ran that play before the two-minute warning.
Yep.
If memory serves correct, they could have gotten it to the two-minute warning, right? And then run the play?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
No.
So
I know.
That was odd thing number one. And you're right, because even though, look, could the Patriots stop them on three straight plays? Sure. And then force a field goal that would tie the game? Because remember, it's a three-point game.
Yeah.
So if you kick a field goal, all right, fine, it's a tie game. But the odds are greater that that's not going to happen, that the Chiefs will score a touchdown, and now you're hurting yourself as far as how much time is left on the clock.
No doubt.
So I completely agree with you. I think it made strategic sense at that point to give Tom Brady 2 full minutes.
Yeah,
of course.
And three timeouts. He had all his timeouts, too.
Yeah, which they barely used.
Right.
Because one of the timeouts they tried to use, they got back because a call was overturned.
Because of the play with Hogan when he made that one-handed grab,
and speaking,
which I thought was a good catch, by the way.
You thought that was a catch?
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have overturned it?
Which one are we talking about? The one that they said was incomplete?
Yeah, that one was overturned and incomplete.
Hogan also made a catch earlier in the game. Remember that one-handed catch he made?
Yes.
That was also challenged by
Andy Reid.
It was challenged by Andy Reid, and they upheld it.
Yes.
You're right. The other one was the one that
was a drop.
That was a drop.
Now,
right, that's correct.
If Belichick doesn't use a timeout there, I don't know if they ever review it. I think he would have gotten away with it. Remember, Bill used the timeout because, as Romo was saying, look, you save all three. Once you get under a minute, you start using the timeouts, which is fine. Okay, fine. If he doesn't use a timeout there and just races to the line and they run a play, I don't think they were going to stop the game.
Right.
Now, turned out not to matter, right? Because D Ford gets called for an offside a few plays later. They end up converting, and Rex Burkhead scores on a 4-yard touchdown. But think about that. Bill's use of that timeout may have cost them at least in that moment.
Yeah, maybe. It might have.
Another one of those things that just doesn't matter a day later, but I thought was interesting at least at the time.
Yeah. And then, you know, in the overtime, I mean, Brady hitting those three straight third downs. What were they, 13 out of 19 on third downs in this game?
Yes.
13 out of 19 on third down conversions. And he hits those three straight, basically third and tens. Bing, two to Edelman, and then Gronkowski makes a terrific catch. I think Eric Berry was the guy covering him.
It was.
Down the sideline. I mean, at that point, you knew they were losing.
Well,
I mean, at that point, the game was over.
When the coin toss occurred, I said to myself, if the Patriots win the coin toss, game is over.
Right.
Tom Brady's going to march down the field. I wasn't as confident with Kansas City. I wouldn't have been surprised. I would have felt better about things.
Yeah.
But once they won the coin toss, I kept thinking back to the Atlanta game, to the Super Bowl, because that coin toss decided the Super Bowl. There was no doubt the Patriots were scoring
after
they made that comeback.
But it was after they came back, they would never lose in that game. Well, even if they didn't win the coin toss, they would not lose
They
the
probably
game.
Wouldn't have, but at least there would have been a better shot.
Right, better shot.
But I got to give the Chiefs credit, because when Burkhead scores the touchdown, there's only 30 seconds left.
I think it was 39.
39?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one timeout.
And one timeout.
Right.
And Patrick Mahomes made two plays. That's it.
Yeah.
Spencer Ware and Robinson, I think, were the two guys.
And the only balls I think they caught all day, those guys.
Hey, they were pretty big,
though.
They were. So Mahomes, what a marvelous job with so little time to at least give Harrison Butker that opportunity to hit a makeable field goal. 40 yards in that condition, certainly not a chip shot, but a makeable field goal.
I thought he was going to miss it. I really did. I'm like, you know what? This would be so typical of the Pats. Watch him miss this kick.
Hey, it's not like we haven't seen that before.
No,
AFC Championship game.
Right, with the
against
Ravens.
Against the Ravens, 2011.
But I mean, did you think he was making that kick?
I was 50-50.
Yeah.
I wasn't completely negative. I was in the middle on what the heck was going to happen.
Right.
And obviously the Patriots win the coin toss and they win the game. And look, Patrick Mahomes came out of this thing looking strong despite the bad sack that he took, despite missing Damian Williams. He wasn't perfect.
Nope.
But it's like a wrestler that you're trying to keep look strong, but not lose, but lose, where he doesn't take the pinfall. That's what happened to Patrick Mahomes. He didn't take the pinfall in this game, but he lost.
Yep.
And he lost mostly because Tom Brady, and I don't even know how this is a debate anymore.
Yeah,
he's the greatest
quarterback
of all time.
I mean, forget any statistical number that you want to throw at me. The bottom line is this. The guy is going to his ninth Super Bowl with a chance to win his sixth Super Bowl. I think about that for a second.
Ugh.
I mean, that is mind-boggling. Nobody else. Just think of this. I think the only other coach, Don Shula went to six as a coach. Five with the Dolphins, the one with the Colts. Landry went to five with the Cowboys, okay? Brady and Belichick's going to his ninth. And even as a starting quarterback, I don't think any quarterback has started more than five. Elway started five Super Bowls.
John Elway started five.
I think that's the only one.
Yeah, I think.
And this guy's on his way to this is going to be his ninth.
He's annihilating records.
Oh my God,
he's annihilating these things. These are not. Oh, he passed this. He's crushing everybody.
Crushing it.
And this is the same sentence that we both uttered years ago. We're going to say it again. It's not over. Like this isn't necessarily it.
No. How can it be?
Jokes aside, I'm sure it will end at some point this century. But it really doesn't feel over. They're motivated to continue to beat the daylights out of everybody.
Yeah.
And as long as it's not over, Joe, this number could get to 10 or 11.
One thing that
or
has
12.
To happen, people have to, you said this at the top, you know, earlier, people have to stop saying it's over, you know, because they started the year 1-2. Because they were only 3-5 on the road, because they lost back-to-back games in December, you know, because of that crazy game they lost to the Dolphins. You know, all this does is motivate them. It's only, really, I mean, all it's doing is motivating them to continue doing what they're doing, right? It's mind-boggling.
I don't get at what point do we have to say, because I think this is a reasonable opinion to have about the Patriots after they lose two in a row, to say, wow, for any normal team, I'd say they've got issues.
Yeah.
But they're the freaking New England Patriots. Yeah. And come January, they will have no issues. The only issue will be flights to wherever the Super Bowl city is.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you got to say. I don't know if it's a rush from people to bury them because they don't like them, or it's a rush to bury them because everybody wants to be the first one to be right about the Patriots. Just the reality is they always find a way because they've got the greatest head coach in the history of football and they've got the greatest quarterback in the history of football. And we don't like the Patriots, but sometimes you just got to admit it. We've been beaten into submission. They're in the Super Bowl every
year.
Stinking year.
It's ridiculous.
And you said something. You said, oh, look, you know what sucks? As Jet fans, we're in their division. You know what the only difference would be if the Jets weren't in their division? Yeah, you're right. Maybe the Jets would host an AFC title game. They could lose to the Patriots.
Right. Oh, that would be brutal, huh?
Well, how did the Chief fan feel
right
now?
Oh, my God. I feel for the Chief fans. I really do. 49 years, and I'll tell you right now, D Ford. As a guy, because I'm rooting for the Chiefs like it was the Jets. And I'm looking at this game, and all I could think of is this idiot. And I want to throw money at this guy. This was a Todd Bowles penalty right out of the handbook. Couldn't have been a dumber. There's just no, it wasn't like it was some penalty of an aggressive, you know, like an aggressive play, you know, a pass interference, you're being aggressive, or even a, you know, even a late hit or something like that, as bad as that is. How do you in the world line up off? How do you not know you're offside lining up? How is that possible?
He's getting ready to wear the green.
He just lost a lot of money, D. Ford.
I don't know if he did, man.
Oh, my God. Will get paid. How do you do that?
How about this? How does Andy Reid, in that overtime, as the Patriots are marching down the field, at some point,
timeout?
Maybe you should call a timeout.
Yeah, and the defense was tired. I mean, they were. Yeah, even when Romo and Nance said it, I mean, how about your time out here would be a good idea.
When they said it, that was long after
they should have done it. Right.
It should have happened early.
You're right.
I mean, first of all, what the heck do you need timeouts for in overtime? Other than just because you don't have a play ready with two on the play clock.
Well, especially this, because they're just going to keep playing. This isn't like there's going to be a tie after 10 minutes.
No, there's no point.
This game's just going to go on until somebody wins.
Right, so the timeouts are very overrated in overtime.
Right, right.
I would have used one after the first third down conversion.
Yeah.
Call a timeout and give it a break.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's
sickening.
It really is.
Because, you know, as a sports fan, our teams mostly suck. Though the Islanders and Nets rule
this
town.
Your two winter teams are like they're like juggernauts.
Yeah, I know. The two hottest teams in their respective sports.
Boy, no joke. Get those playoff tickets now.
But mostly our teams are terrible.
Right.
And so one of the perks of rooting for terrible teams is that when the playoffs come around, we can be very relaxed. We're not stressed out. What are we stressed out about?
Our teams aren't there.
This is the one team that still stresses me out.
I completely agree. I was so ticked off watching this game last night. So, because first of all, I thought it was going to be a blowout. 14-0, I'm like, are you kidding me? Is this the Charger game again?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're going to kill them. They're not even going to score a point this offense. And then the way, you know, and then that D. Ford play will just, that's one of those plays that I will never forget.
That's the one.
I mean, how could it not be?
No, it's up there. It's the play.
It's an interception. It was over.
When you saw the flag, what'd you think?
Oh, it was definitely on the Chiefs. And Romo said, remember what Romo said on that play? Romo said, well, maybe it was a legal formation.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way. It's got to be on it. I thought it was going to be defensive holding on the Chiefs.
Yeah, because I didn't where Ford was lined up. Like, that didn't jump out at me.
Right.
Sometimes on those, they're obvious.
Right.
This one wasn't, at least at the time.
But you saw the replay. He was, like, clearly over the line. Man, how do you not know where you are?
You know, it's funny. Tony Romo, rightfully so, is getting a lot of credit for all the plays he was calling.
Oh, my God. He knows every play.
Right. Except the one thing he got wrong was that. The penalty.
Yeah, he did get that wrong.
He's so right so often, you think, well, maybe he's right about this.
Right.
It's a legal formation. Right. Penalty decline, good night.
Here's something else about Brady's greatness. And this goes to, you know, Peyton Manning. We talked about this when he was in Denver and, you know, when he really wasn't the same guy anymore, but he was like a coach on the field. And that's Brady. You know, Brady, how many plays did he call from the line of scrimmage in this game? How many times did he check off to something else?
Yeah.
And Romo would say that, okay, well, look, he's changing the play. He's killing the play. Now they're going to give the ball to James White, and he's going to run here.
Yeah.
And how many times did he do it?
He knew it more than the Chiefs did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another aspect of how great he is. You know, in this world now, you know, Patrick Mahomes is not changing plays at the line of scrimmage. He's not there yet. But it just shows how great Brady is. He could basically call the whole game from the line. He pretty much could.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Disgusting.
It's unbelievable.
There was an NFL Network story that was filed on Saturday by one of their reporters, you know, about the Patriots. And that's boring for the most part.
What
then he
was
ends it?
It
by saying, also, according to a Patriot official, Tom Brady walked into the facility this week and screamed, I am the baddest bleeper in the world.
I saw that.
And guess what?
He is.
He is.
No, he is.
He just is. It's just the reality of it. As much as it's
unbelievable.
It's the truth.
Yep.